In downtown Fort Wayne at Baker Street Station, I talked to two Hillary Clinton supporters. Charles Radcliffe says he's voting for Clinton because of her experience.
I think she'd be best fit for the White House, too, since she's been there, since her husband was a president. Mm-hmm. And she got a lot of knowledge and knowing things was going on with the White House and with other countries.
Kim Johnson agrees that Clinton has more experience than Trump. Johnson says she planned to vote for Clinton from the day she announced her candidacy.
I feel like we had the first black president, so it would be nice to have the first woman president.
I also talked with an undecided voter who was researching the candidates in the parking lot. He didn't want to speak on the record, but told me after he voted that he chose Republican candidate Donald Trump, along with many other Republican candidates down the ballot.
At the First Church of God in Columbia City, I spoke with one man who says he's been on the Trump train this election season. Josh Church is a business owner and also has a background in law enforcement. He says Trump's policy proposals serve his best interests as a business owner.
People think that you're rich, you have all this money, but in reality, you have all these rules and taxes and fees, and every time you turn around, there's something new that comes out.
Church also spoke highly of Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, for his support of law enforcement during his term as Indiana's governor. For WBOY News, I'm Zach Bernard in Columbia City.
And I'm Lisa Ryan in Fort Wayne.